Big Game James Liccardi with head coach Tim Bergstrasser of the Dragon men's basketball team. Your pregame coach's comments brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best priced leader in the region. And coach, you guys are rolling 9 straight wins at this point, heading into tonight's matchup, the NSIC semifinals against Winona State. But you have a 5th and a 6-year guard coming off the bench. That luxury, what's that like for you guys when you get out there on the hardwood?
It's very different. I don't think a lot of teams out there in the nation have proven first-team all-leaguers coming off the bench. So, now, obviously, they're not 100%, but we're happy they're definitely playing. And Cobb's a little more comfortable. He's had a couple more games under his belt since he's got back. And Jameer, you know, that was his first game back in a month, maybe a month and a half. And, you know, I still played him a lot more than I thought I would, honestly. But he played solid, and he understood. He didn't want to come in and screw the flow up of what we're doing. So I respect him for doing that. And, you know, again, once he gets more comfortable, it's obviously going to help us. But regardless, when you have experience and guys that have been there coming off the bench, you really don't take a dip. And it just gives us more threats out there. So it's a good thing for our overall team.
You get a third crack at Winona State, a team that all season long has been right around that top 25. To this point, you've had their number. You're a plus 26 in 2 meetings, 1 at home, 1 on the road. Now it's a neutral site. You both know each other as good as anybody in the country. What is it going to take to keep that edge and to keep that perfect streak against them?
Well, you know how it is when everybody always says, oh, it's hard to beat a team 3 times and, you know, whatever, but they're going to be ready to play. I know that. And, you know, it comes down to when you play a team that many times, and we played them, a week ago, basically. It comes down to, you know, who's going to be a team to play their best basketball on both sides of the floor, who's going to be the most disciplined and value every single possession, because I think it's going to be 2 really good basketball teams just going at it. And that's when you just rely on guys to step up and make plays, because that's really what it comes down to, in my opinion. And I don't think you can have a miraculous change on your scouting report by any means, because we know what everybody does at this point. So it just comes down to who's going to make more plays, in my opinion.
Every team has a guy or two that they can rely on, whether it's a junior, senior, anybody else in between. But you had 2 freshmen starting for you. They had 40 points in total last night between the 2 of them. Your 2 leading scorers. Having a luxury like that with those grizzled vets, those freshmen as well, how does that just add another dynamic to your team?
Well, I think it's been fun just to see how much they developed since their first day. And obviously Carson, he came out the gates just running. But even then, he's had his bad days, and he's improved, and he's just growing into a much more confident player, and we've all seen that. And even Sean, it's the same exact thing. He's had his struggles, but he's responded to them extremely well, and he doesn't get down on himself for nothing. He just shows up and does what it takes for his team. And, you know, we believe that the vets around them too have really just kind of put them underneath their wing, and they just got so much confidence when they're out there because they have guys that believe in them to step up and make those kind of plays. So, and at the same time, when you're a true freshman playing in the league and your first NSIC tournament game in the Pentagon, as a coach, you're curious on how they're going to play. You never know. It's, you know, the big lights and the stage and different gym. And but man, did they respond the right way. They're ready to play basketball. And I grabbed them both too, and it's like, I don't care if you don't score, which I want them to score, don't get me wrong. But it's like, if you're not going to score, just take care of the dame ball, defend and rebound. And, you know, I had to remind Sean on that, especially yesterday. And I think he took a deep breath and just got back to playing just more comfortable. So it's, just overall, man, it's just a good dynamic. Just real confident freshmen, really good veterans that guys have experience to help them along the way. So I think it's just been a really good makeup of who we are right now.
Last thing I have for you, whether you look at Winona's starting 5, anybody, whether it's Smith, Thompson, Hurdle, any of those guys in between, what is it going to take to be, I'm not going to say neutralize them, because that's tough to do. You guys have played really well defensively against them the last couple of times, but what is it going to take to just be able to make sure that they don't beat you at their game?
Yeah, we just can't our goal is always keep people below their averages, and you can't let anybody, you know, double or triple their average by any means. You know, like, for example, like someone off the bench, they can't come in and get double digits. And we're going to do what we can to make the scorers' lives tough. We're going to do what we can to limit their shot selection, or whatever shots they do take, it's going to be difficult and contested. And if, you know, them being players, they make a shot, they make a shot. But at least we're going to try to make it difficult. But the ones that can happen are just the garbage buckets. Well, that's just like a 50-50, an old board, a miscommunication on a screen for a wide open bucket, or anything like that. Like, those can't happen in this kind of game. And we just got to do the best we can to just make them be players. And then, you know, if they end up winning at the end of the game and we did our job and they hit tough shots, you know, that's basketball sometimes. But know, we just got to the best we can, just focus on us on a simple scout, and then just we got to execute and play.